direct. From Guano Productions headquarters in the Los Angeles Underground, it's time for your new favorite podcast, The Superiority Complex. It's like honey in your ear holes.
Welcome back to... I like that Doppler effect right there. Welcome back to The Superiority Complex. We're in hour two. You know, I might... I'm up in the air about whether I'm going to release this in 1 week or two. I might make it a two-hour year-end spectacular. This is episode 33, by the way. Official episode 33. We've done way more because, like, you did the zombie episode with my brother, mm-hmm. which isn't in the... I don't know. Did we count that? I don't know.
I don't think you counted it.
It's just called Zombies.
Yeah.
It's called Zombies. If you haven't heard that episode, go back. My brother is absolutely convinced that the zombie apocalypse will happen. So you really need to... listen to that, because my brother has a plan, and you will survive if you listen.
Jot some notes down.
So what we're going to do in this second hour, we brought Jessica P. in. Hello, Jessica.
Howdy.
Now, you remember Jessica P., not only from the zombie episode, but she had her own episode, and she did her own rendition of the Barry Gibbs talk show theme.
Oh, my God. Great show.
Do you want to do it?
No, I'm good right now.
Come on, give it
no,
a...
No, not yet. Right. Later.
You got to let the... Jessica brought a big... container of green juice.
I did.
Are you juicing now?
It's Slimer.
What's in there?
This has pear, kale, spinach, lemon, and that's it. Yeah. Oh, ginger.
Really
ginger.
Did you juice it yourself?
No, I went to Mother's Market. I don't have a juicer yet.
We have one right over there.
I know.
Make use of it.
I had one, and then I lost it in the divorce, so... Then I'm going to get a new one, but I had the money for it and I used it for tuition last semester.
Jessica wasn't really divorced, but it was so awesome that you just threw it out there like that. It really sounded like you were divorced.
I know, right?
Well, there's a custody battle.
There was the juicer.
For the dog.
There was a big... I don't know if it was more of a custody battle or here, please take her.
Yeah. Well, you know, she's part wolf.
She is.
I hear she's hungry like that too. Okay. Now.
Well played.
Little 80s reference for you guys. I get to put on my old man glasses. So what I want to do in the second hour is I want to kind of do just a wrap up of and Julie Kang is back. Julie Kang.
Hi.
I call her Kang.
I like it.
And you know her from her Silver Age work in the Avengers, where she tried to take over the world many, many times. You know, I'll tell you a story about why I like the name Kang. First of all, Kang the Conqueror, obviously. But my mother, when I was a little kid, my mother was a cleaning lady, and her and my aunt would clean doctor's offices. And there was a Dr. Kang's office. And Dr. Kang was a pediatrician. And so when during the summer when I was off of school and my dad would work late because he worked on my grandpa's farm. So I know it sounds like we live out in the country somewhere, but this is actually right here in the suburbs of Los Angeles.
You must have had it hard.
So it was fun, but you did have to do work. But when I was really little, like maybe 7 or 8, and I was out of school, my dad would get home late because, you know, the days are longer. So my mom would have to go to work to go clean these office buildings, and the sun would still be out. And Dr. Kang was a pediatrician, and he had all this cool... The office building she used to clean was like four... It was four doctor's offices, and they were all right next to each other. But there was a hallway that connected them at the back. So my mom would take me, and I was supposed to sit in the lobby and just read, like, Highlights magazines. Like,
oh, my God.
I remember that.
Yep.
So as soon as my mom would go start cleaning the offices, I knew that I could just take off and go the other way and go around and get into all the other. And Dr. Kang had this. It was basically a soundproof room that you would use to test hearing. You know, you would put a kid in there, and they would, you know, when this light's up, hit this button or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was totally soundproof, and it had a door that you would spin like a submarine. And I remember I would just hang out in there. I'd just be like, I'd be on the like, boop, brr, boop, brr, you know, and I'd be playing like submarine. So that's I like the name Kang. So there you go. That's a little tribute into my childhood. And kudos to my mom for working her butt off when I was younger.
Hopefully she listens.
She does not. Are you kidding? Trying to explain a podcast to a 79-year-old Mexican woman? This is not going to happen.
She's like, what channel is it on my Walkman?
She doesn't even know what a Walkman is.
Oh my God.
My mom refuses to use ATMs. She will not embrace ATM technology. Like, still goes to the bank, still goes inside.
I was going to say, does she keep her money in the mattress?
She's like, I have to go to the bank before it closes. I'm like, it's always open with the ATM. I don't know the number.
That's adorable.
I know. Right? She's like, whatever. Like, it stopped at 1980 for my mom. She's so funny when she calls me and, like, she has an HDTV with, like, satellite. If anything goes wrong, like, she has to, like... If the slightest thing goes wrong, it's a panicked phone call. Like, I can't watch TV. And I gotta, like, get over there.
TV's broken. Everything else in the house is going to break.
Yeah. She's, luckily she lives close by. So I, you know, put out those fires every once in a while, but
no missing Matlock.
No. Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. You know, she's more into, like, I gotta watch do you watch Dancing with the Stars? Oh, I can't believe so-and-so got eliminated. Don't watch Dancing with the Stars. So I want to just kind of talk to you girls because you both love the pop culture, and I want to talk about what your favorite stuff was this year, like what you guys were into, what you liked, didn't like. Usually, Julie, what we do is, and what we're going to do at the end, Julie, is we're going to wrap it up with your personal recommendations, just for like, but we'll talk about it in a broader sense first, and then we'll adventure through inner space. It will really get down to who Julie is, what makes Kang tick.
Oh, God, we're getting deep here.
I know.
I was going to say.
Personal.
So, girls, did you have, what was your, as far as, like, you know, we can talk about whatever you guys want to talk about, movies, books, whatever you guys want to talk about. But one thing I want to ask is, it's the Christmas season, right? Where Christmas is right around the corner.
It's in one week.
So this episode's gonna feel like it. It doesn't. You know why? It's so busy. It's so hectic around the holidays. Mm-hmm. And it's not really until I look at that calendar right there and I go, oh my God, today is is it already this 18th? Is today the 18th?
It is. Yeah.
It is the 18th.
Yikes.
That's what I'm saying. It's literally 1 week away.
I've done no shopping. I literally, like, my daughter's all done, but everybody else, my wife, I have no idea.
I went shopping a little bit yesterday. We've pretty much got everything done, but I bought myself two things yesterday.
Yeah. I'm totally gonna buy myself the Lego Millennium Falcon this year. This is the year.
Oh
I'm
my god!
Do, right?
I had that, did or you? My brother did, and I helped him.
Are you gonna hang it up in the house?
I already told Nicole, and she's like, "You're not getting that," and she's like, "What are you gonna do with it?" Like, that was her big checkmate, and she got me because I'm like, yeah, what am I going to do with it?
You're going to put it in the bathroom. You're going to hang it from the ceiling.
Yeah, no,
and you're going to have a space motif. No, from now on in there.
No hanging things from the ceiling, I've been told. I'm not allowed, so.
What?
Bummer.
Marriage, man.
Who makes that rule in marriage, first and foremost?
Your wife.
No, but why? What did you do in the past?
No, because that's the first thing I said. She goes, well, we'll just... I was like, I'll find a place. I'll hang it from the thing. She's like, no, you won't. I was like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, I'm just totally defeated. Julie, is Christmas huge at your house? Do you not care?
No, actually, my family, we don't celebrate like anything. We might as well be Jehovah's Witnesses. We don't celebrate anything.
Would you like to celebrate Christmas?
Oh yeah, I love Christmas. It's my favorite time of the year. The whole holiday season, like Thanksgiving, all the way through New Year, is my favorite time of the year.
Is it cultural? Is it because you're Kang the Conqueror and you're a pharaoh from ancient times?
I have no idea why with my family. Mm. I love Christmas. I love giving presents. Not so much getting them, because over the years I've gotten used to not really getting presents from my family. But I like giving presents to people, so that's always my favorite.
You brought us, by the way, real quick plug. Julie brought us, I think my wife has it. I think she took it. What did she do with it? Where is it? Oh, well, you can't.
Oh, it's on the table. I
know, right?
You guys can't see it anyway. But she brought my daughter not a headband, but a
scarf.
A headband.
A headband? But she does her own little art. What is it called? The little
Perler beads.
Yeah. And she made the Pokemon ball into a bow.
Oh, that's cute.
And you have a shop online. Is it on?
It's on Etsy.
It's on Etsy. Okay, I knew it was one of the ones my wife goes to, and it's called the Bite Me Shop, right?
Yeah.
BYTE. And I've seen the Zelda. You do Zelda?
Yeah, I do. Right now it's just headbands and earrings. So I have like rupees earrings. I have like the 2.5 heart headband that I just sold. I'm really happy. The Pokemon bow. I have lightsaber earrings.
That's cool.
I love the lightsaber earrings. I can make them in all colors too.
Now, where can we go online to find this?
Etsy. If you just look up Bite Me Shop.
Yes, and if you go to my actual page that nobody ever goes to, which is superioritycomplex.podbean.com, there's a whole links of people that have been on the show. And Julie's was up there when it's been on there for a while, but it's called, it just says Bite Me Shop, and click on it, and it'll take you right over there. But go check it out because they're really cool, and my daughter's going to flip out because she loves Pokemon. So do you have a least favorite Christmas song? I'm fascinated by this because there are Christmas songs I hate where I'm just like, oh, do we have to listen to this again?
In all honesty, I hate all Christmas music.
Do you really hate it?
I really do.
I love Christmas music.
You really? So all of it?
I can tolerate some Christmas music, guaranteed, but like...
You are a Grinch.
I really am.
So this is the perfect question for you.
Yeah, I really am. I like some Rat Pack ones and stuff, yeah. But besides that, I don't like Christmas music. I can maybe tolerate some of the Disney ones, but at the same time, I hate them because my mom made us listen to them.
Oh, yeah.
On like, you know, oh, time to flip to side B, like on your cassette. And then on the way home, it's like, oh, side A again, and then flip it to side B. It's like,
Yeah, yeah. I love Christmas. I love Christmas. I embrace it. It's like, I can't stand that people say Halloween is their favorite holiday. It's like,
I love Halloween.
Listen, Nightmare Before Christmas. Get out of here. First of all, if you don't get the day off from school, not a holiday. Sorry. What?
I don't know.
Do you think Halloween's a holiday?
I think it is. I mean, people celebrate it. People go all out for it.
Is it greater than Christmas?
No. Definitely not.
Look at that face you gave though when he asked, like, make the right decision.
No, I was just like, is it like really like just sort of, come on. That's funny. I forgot about that about you. I didn't know that. So what is your least, this is perfect, what is your least favorite Christmas song?
I don't know, because I don't like any of them. I can't stand when, like, people, like, nowadays redo classic songs like Christina Aguilera, yeah. And, like, anyone like that. I just
My favorite is when people try to make a new Christmas classic, and they're never good.
I can't listen to them.
They're terrible. Like, I can't even stand Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Like, people... Like
the one that's in Love Actually?
Yeah. People throw that. Is that Mariah Carey? Yeah. People throw that as like, oh, that's a new. No, I'm not having it. I refuse. Nuh-uh.
No.
What about you, Julie? Do you have a least favorite Christmas song? Or do you love them all?
I don't love them all. There are some, I can't really, they have to come up on the radio for me to be like, oh, it's this one.
Yeah.
Little, it's like Hulk Smash.
Little Drummer Boy. Oh, high five, dude. Oh my God!
Why is that a Christmas song?
I hate that. The only version I like is the one by David Bowie and Bing Crosby. If you've never heard that,
I haven't heard that.
It's this weird thing where Bing Crosby used to do a Christmas special every year, mm-hmm. And the legend has it because one of his daughters was a David Bowie fan. She's like, you have to have him on your show. And David Bowie, like skinny cocaine, like the White Duke era David Bowie, comes like 76, 77,
yeah.
Comes on and they sing Little Drummer Boy, and it's really good.
Huh.
So if you've never heard it, it's worth checking out.
Down.
Yeah, I have it. You know what? I'll get it to you. I'll get that to you somehow, Julie.
Okay.
But I know I have it somewhere. I know I have it here. This last year, I just wanted to talk about least favorite Christmas songs. Cause it's either that or there's another one I don't like. Carol of the Bells. Oh, my God.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
That's a Home Alone song, though. How can you not like that one?
Wrap my lips around a muffler and inhale.
Makes me want to put sticky paper on the stairs with, like, thumbtacks sticking up.
I don't know. For me, what's one? What is it? Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that one either.
You don't like that one?
No. Also, it creeps me out. Just the notion that someone's watching you all the time.
Cinder Clues?
Like, even if it is Santa Claus, you're like,
ah. Yeah, there are.
Stop watching me.
Stop watching. There's a certain paranoia about I think Calvin and Hobbes, he's singing that in Calvin and Hobbes. I don't know if you've heard Calvin and
Hobbes.
Yeah,
I've heard
and then he stops and he's like, Santa, jolly old elf, or CIA agent?
Yep.
It's really cool.
Or these days, NSA.
Yeah, right? what was one thing this year that, because we're going to talk about some of our favorite things, but what was one thing that you guys had never done before this year and that you kind of finally got around to doing, or one thing that you did this year that you had never done before? Is there anything this year that, like, was the first year that, oh, this happened, or this finally happened for me?
I passed anatomy and physiology.
Nice.
That was my goal. This was my second time taking it, and I passed it. I'm not going to say that's the only thing I care about, like, all year.
2013 was good for you, man.
Was a very good year.
How do you feel? You feel good?
I still honestly feel anxious. I feel, because school just ended last week for me, so I feel like I'm slacking off right now. Like, I should be studying for something, but it's all just a terrible, terrible nightmare.
Yeah, it's all muscle memory.
I have PTSD from the semester. From the semester.
Yeah. But you're getting it done, and that's what's important.
Yep.
Julie, did you have anything this year that you accomplished or that you're exceptionally proud of? Or?
I guess so. I went bungee jumping.
I saw the pictures. Yeah. You went up to Azusa Canyon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Bridge to Nowhere.
Yeah.
It had never been on my list. I'm more of like I want to go skydiving kind of person. Yeah. Just because I have this weird.
This is perfect because you guys do that.
It's just like none of that.
Like, that's not happening.
With bungee jumping, I always had this thing of like, I was afraid that I was going to like get to the bottom, bounce back up, and it was going to like coil around me and strangle me.
Yeah.
But I'd seen a couple
of
friends.
That's a good way to go.
Yeah, you know, screaming.
dangling from something. Choking.
I'd seen a couple of friends do that particular bungee jump, the Bridge to Nowhere one at least, and it looked, because it's a chest harness instead.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, you know, I could be down with that. And it was right after I'd been going through some stuff, you know, some personal things. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know, this is a good symbolic way to get over some of the things I was going through. Like,
nice little catharsis.
Yeah, I'm going to jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
Why not?
And live.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Well, that's 50-50.
You're like George Bailey.
You're stupid.
Do you have to hike up to the bridge? Yeah, I was going to say, that's your reward for hiking up. That's a long hike.
It's a 2-hour hike, I think.
That's a long hike.
That's fun.
Have you ever been up there? It's up in Azusa Canyon, and back in the old days, they were trying to build a road to go over the mountains right here in San Gabriel. Mm-hmm. And there was a flood, and it washed the road away. So they're like, well, screw that. We're not going to build that again. But there's a bridge that still spans, like, two parts of a hill.
Oh, that's cool.
And then the bridge is still there, and so people turn it into like, but you have to hike to it. There's no way to get up there.
It's a good hike, though.
It is. It's nice. It's beautiful up there. There's like, people don't know how gorgeous like the mountains are, right? There's like waterfalls in there, and it's, you know.
Oh, that one has waterfalls.
There's a creek that runs like as you're going along.
Yeah, you have to like walk through the water to get to some parts of the trail.
Yeah.
That would
climb
be
rocks.
Fun.
It's usually just go up right up Beach Boulevard 39, continues. Old Highway 39 continues all the way up to...
Because we were trying to do more hike. We did Mount Rubidoux on Monday.
Uh-huh.
I'd never been there before and stuff, and that was fun. Took the dog, too.
See? Now that's 2013.
Could I take the dog on this? She climbed rocks, so...
It's long hikes. You gotta make sure she has water.
Well, ours was long, too. Ran out of water.
She's part wolf.
Yeah, she should live.
Yeah, she'll be all right. There's some wildlife up there, so you just gotta be careful with the wildlife. But you
didn't see anything.
It's a dog. She'll probably be fine. I mean, she's a bigger dog.
I like that we're very 50-50 about this. She should be okay.
I think she should because there were a lot of dogs when we got to the bridge.
Yeah. Perfect.
So they made the whole way,
She can do it.
They're dogs. They're animals. Like, we were like, oh, the dog is going to make it. He'd be living out and, like, eating out of garbage if we weren't, like, feeding him all the time.
He would eat you.
If they were feral, like, I could just imagine Ricky. Can you imagine Ricky as a feral dog, just like running around the streets? He would die in a day.
I was just trying to say, I'm like, Ricky would die within 24 hours.
He would get eaten by a cat. Like, a cat would seriously, like, take him out. So, girls, what were some of your, like, let's talk about your, what were some of your favorite movies this year?
We had a little moment earlier.
What movie was I was hyping it all year?
I still haven't seen Thor.
Thor wasn't bad.
So I can't say, like, I don't know.
You know what's funny about Thor? I'll tell you what. Because I'll tell you this right now, listeners. None of our movies are going to be Academy Award. This is all stuff. We are big popcorn movie fans.
Yep.
So Pacific Rim is still my...
Pacific Rim was good. That was really good.
Awesome. And Julie, I'm glad you liked it and I'm glad you liked it too. Like, I had so much trouble selling this to girls to go see it. And they're like, why should I see it? I'm like, it's giant robots fighting giant monsters.
It's the grown-up fantasy of Power Rangers.
For your generation, that's what it would be. For me, it was like, I finally get to see a Godzilla movie that doesn't look terrible, you know?
Although,
which the new one coming out.
The new one coming out looks pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. And you got David Strathairn in it. I don't even know who that is. He's the, what was he known for? Law and Order. He was on Law and Order forever. You'd recognize, did you ever see
that? Is that Law and Order music?
Yeah. He's always the DA. He's always the after the cops investigate, he's always the, you know what I'm talking about? He's got kind of a, did you ever see?
I didn't know he was in it.
I'm thinking of Ice Cube.
Did you ever see LA Confidential?
No. I'm a terrible person.
You're not a terrible person. You're busy studying anatomy and physiology.
Right? You know what movie I hated?
What?
Well, I guess, I don't know. It was boring. I rewatched it again the other
day. We can talk about stuff we hated too. That's fine.
Didn't The Hobbit come out this year?
It came out last December.
Okay. So it still counts.
But I'll tell you what. Somebody told me that this, I haven't seen it yet, but I've heard part two.
Yeah,
I saw yesterday.
Is the complete opposite. It's really good. And
that's
really,
what I heard too. So is that's it good, why
Julie?
It's really good.
Would you recommend it?
To give it a chance.
The pacing is still a little bit strained. I was telling your wife this, like in true Lord of the Rings world form, like it's, there are times where you're like, is this movie not over yet?
Yeah.
There are things still happening. Yeah. There's so much happening, but it's really, really good.
I think a friend of mine was saying that after watching the special features that Guillermo del Toro did for Pacific Rim, that he really feels ripped off that they didn't let him do The Hobbit because he would have really done probably a better job.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was such a good movie.
Yeah. You know what? The thing about Pacific Rim was it had every right, and everybody, I think the thing that everybody dings it for as well, you know, there was no character development, there was no story, but if you think about it, that was a much better story than you ever see in any of those kind of movies.
Exactly.
I don't know why people were like, oh, what? You know,
I thought it was good, the whole brother like thing.
Oh my god.
The only thing that ruined it for me now is that now I watch Sons of Anarchy. So when I hear Charlie Hunnam doing the thing and when they first made Landfall, I just think of it's like what's his name writing in his diary on Sons of Anarchy of Jax. You know, I'm just like, oh,
I've never seen Sons of Anarchy.
You know what? That is one thing that I embraced this year.
Yeah.
And this is how I describe it. It's a great bad TV show. It's not a good TV show, but it's super entertaining.
Mm-hmm. You know a TV show I actually gave a chance and I like refused to for a long time?
Doctor Who.
No, stupid.
Battlestar Galactica.
I watched that, remember?
You didn't like that either. God, I hate you.
I didn't mind it.
God, okay. I hate you.
I had questions. That's how you know I'm a little intrigued.
That's right, okay. You did.
No, New Girl. I never watched it. Like, I refused for some reason to watch it, and then
because
I watched
it's Zooey
it.
Zooey Deschanel, and you're like, oh, I have to watch her be indie and cute, like usual.
I love Zooey Deschanel, like her singing and stuff like that, but I can only take so much of her, like, as a person. She's exactly how she is in real life in the show, I guess. But anyway, the guys are so funny.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Is that a good one? Julie, would you recommend that?
The writing's really good.
See, I like Zooey Deschanel. I thought I liked her singing.
Zooey Deschanel.
Is
that before the sex change?
I thought I liked her singing. And then I went back and listened to, because she's in the group, she and him, with M. Ward. And I've been listening to that stuff again, and not as good when you listen to it after not having listened to it for a while.
I don't know. I went back and I listened to it. I like it.
I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence about it.
Don't you have their Christmas album?
I do have their Christmas album.
I knew it.
And that's exactly what made me go,
I don't know anymore.
You know what it is about her? It's like she's got a good personality, but she's not what you would call bubbly. She's not a bubbly. She's kind of good. But compared to her sister who is on Bones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. She's like the most effervescent.
She's the outgoing one.
She's Rip Torn. Who's the guy? Rip Taylor. Remember he would come out and do the wah and throw the. That's who she is. That's a reference for the older kids. And these two girls are sitting across from me going, what are you talking about? Rip
finally lost it.
I have lost it. Rip Torn was an actor too. You would know him best as the boss on the two original Men in Black movies.
Yeah.
Oh, Agent, man. Okay.
Yeah. Now I want to say Agent P because of Phineas and Ferb, but I know that's not it.
I just watched that today.
Phineas and Ferb?
Yeah.
How was it? Which episode was it?
I think it was the first episode. I don't know. My mom watches it, of all people.
That's awesome.
And it's on Netflix.
That's the only show on TV with a Jewish Mexican girl.
The little girl Isabella, in love with.
I think her last name is Isabella Schwartz or Isabella something, and she's Jewish and Mexican. They go to her house and she's got like cactus and like a menorah. It's so awesome.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
So perfect. So, yeah, Pacific Rim is one that I'm hyping like crazy. I know you didn't want to see Gravity. You hated it, didn't you?
Spoiler alert.
She totally spoiled. Do not spoil it for poor Julie.
I won't. Just ask Jake Kerr and you'll be fine.
Did you like it? I can't remember.
I never saw it.
Yeah, you just, it's good.
And Joel McHale'd it, dude. And I was like, thanks, Joel. I don't need to see this.
Yeah, why would you do that?
I don't care.
That was such a douchebag moment. And she literally, remember I told you.
I still think there's a hit out for me. There really is.
Not as bad as the guy who spoiled the end of Walking Dead on Facebook. Oh. He just dropped. Yeah, spoiler alert.
I'm not that bad.
He literally wrote, and I'm spoiler alert, please, if you have not watched Walking Dead, turn this off for the next 10 seconds.
Yeah.
He just posted, Governor kills Herschel. You're welcome.
And what? That just like, there's no reason to watch it now.
Yeah, I think he listens. So Shane, you've been a naughty boy and you are not getting any Christmas presents. Lump of coal, dude.
That's terrible. Just because like how it happens in the episode, too. Yeah. It's such a surprise. I literally, like, I was watching it on my laptop. It happened. I closed my laptop and put it on the side. I couldn't finish the episode for a moment. Yeah. I was like, no. That did not just happen. No.
I was studying for school. Angry. And I remember I got a little teary-eyed and I'm like, thanks for like making me cry on my homework, Walking Dead.
That's so... you know what? There are haters of that show, but that show is a show where I think it's very polarizing because there's no middle ground. It's either people love the show or they hate the show. Mm-hmm. I don't mean people to kind of
go... See, now I don't feel bad because Jake hates The Walking Dead, so he got what he deserves.
He's not the one that did that, though.
I don't care.
You're like, it doesn't matter. Somebody else did it, so it's good. I thought Gravity was awesome. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. Try to see it if you can in 3D. They'll probably re-release it again. It'll be up for some Oscars, and then they'll re-release it. So
definitely
go see it, Julie. But it is very stressful.
It's so intense. I have a really hard time watching stressful movies like that.
What's another movie you can't watch because it's too stressful?
I watched Argo in theaters.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a really, really hard time. It was an amazing movie.
Good stuff.
I loved it. Ben Affleck was amazing, which is why when people were like freaked out about the whole Batman thing, I was like, he's not a bad actor. He takes direction.
But look, you know, when they said Michael Keaton was going to be bad, and people freaked out. When they said Christian Bale, people were like, the kid from Newsies?
Yeah.
People freaked out. I think because of the internet, especially because of the internet, we just react now. We just react and we just get it out there. And now you can read out. But like, just let it happen, dude. Yeah. It's going to happen whether you want it to or not.
I personally think Ben Affleck would be a great Batman. Like,
Christian Bale's already done the heavy lifting. Mm-hmm. He's set up the character. You don't even need to be Bruce Wayne anymore. You just have to show up, be in the hood, and just be Batman.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be fine.
Should have brought Michael Keaton back.
What do you guys think of the... So one of the girls from the Fast and Furious is going to be Wonder Woman. Did you guys hear about that?
Oh, I did hear about that. She does not have the body for that, like,
you think,
at all.
Does she?
I said that, too.
She's a twig. Wonder
you
Woman.
You sexist bastard.
Wonder Woman.
Down with
she's,
women.
She's a warrior woman. Like, she's built, you know? So I'm like, I can see potential of her working out and stuff, but her body type just doesn't look...
A lot of people said that the girl who plays Sif in Thor.
She would have been a much better one.
Why didn't they get her? She has like the bone structure and everything.
You notice they changed the friend too in Thor? I didn't see it, but I'm a weirdo and I look up like IMBD all the time and stuff. And
what about IMDb? Do you ever go there?
I was like, never. I have my own website. That was me doing a little insert of my own website, okay? Thanks
Internet, movie, bitchin'.
Thanks for ruining it, Mario. but the guy from Once Upon a Time, Prince Charming, was originally one of Thor's crew. And then they switched him out. He was like the side-parted goatee man.
Oh, he's still in there.
No, he's not. It's not the same actor.
Zachary Levi instead.
Oh, it's a different guy?
It's Zach Levi.
Well,
you're welcome.
Hey, sorry, all those hipsters look the same. When you look like a hipster, like, I don't have time to, like, side part. Like,
just like I make my own website. So don't worry about it.
Once I see the waxed mustache, I'm like, oh, I know this guy's making his own records at home. There's no way I'm...
And he makes his own deodorant.
Right, exactly. Friggin'. You know, Thor 2, going back to that, I always discounted the original Thor. Like, I was like, I don't want to see it. Thor's kind of, for me, at least before I saw the movie, had the Superman syndrome where he's indestructible. Who cares? Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing there to like. But then once I saw Thor and how well done it was, I was like, okay, this is good. You know, yeah. Kenneth Branagh brought. And Thor 2 was just as good, if, you know, if not better. I love the whole final sequence. And so I recommend, if you haven't seen it, check it out, even though your boy's not in it from Once Upon a Time.
Oh, yeah, that's why.
It's okay. Tom Hiddleston just makes up for everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Once Upon a Time, I'm going to throw in one of my things I discovered. James over at Undercity, he's a customer over at Undercity Comics. He's recommended this one. It's called Hinterkind, and I'm showing it to you guys. But what it is, it's only on issue 3, so it just started. It's kind of like I told you, Jessica, that Once Upon a Time is kind of a takeoff on Fables, which has been running for like 10 years. I don't remember.
That's the one your wife reads.
Fables, Julie. Mm-hmm. It's basically the idea is that the people who occupy like fairy tales lived in an actual place, and that place was taken over by this evil force, and it basically drove everybody out. Oh, and so now this has been running 10 years already. It's actually going to end. It's the only one of the few comics around that's had the same writer and artist for like almost the whole run. It's been the same writer for 10 years. So it's going to end, I think, at issue 150. It's ending this year or this coming year. But so all the people are forced to live in New York. And the people that are, it's funny because the people, any of the animals have, they call it the animal farm, like the Georgia, they live on a farm in like upstate New York.
Okay.
They're like, they're relegated to this farm, but it's all the, like the, you know, it's all the drama of all these characters that are trying to live in a world with normal people.
Mm-hmm.
Hinterkind is, or Hinterkind is, it's, what it is it's post-apocalypse. You don't know what happened, but humanity is now living in like pockets. Like New York's totally overgrown. It looks like the beginning of I Am Legend. And there's animals running around loose. And everybody who is still alive in New York lives in Central Park in like a village. And there's some technology. But what you find out in the course of the story is that all of the stuff, all of the evil that, you know, like trolls, ogres, and all that stuff, they were real, but they were living on the edges of humanity. And now that humanity's gone, now they're trying to like hunt. They're trying to like take the world back over.
Aww.
So it's really, really cool. It's a really good, it's one of the comics I discovered this year, thanks to my friend James. But if you like fairy tales at all or anything like that, but it's kind of like Walking Dead meets Fables or Walking Dead meets Once Upon a Time. It's like that kind of
fascinating.
Thing. So check it out. And the art, you guys, I will put it down there. The art is really, really cool. You guys can look at it and check it out and do all that stuff. But that's one thing I recommend. Hinterkind, it just came out in like DC form, but check that out. What was your did you guys get into any new TV shows this year? JP, you're a big TV watcher.
I am a big TV watcher. As far as new TV shows though,
just the New Girl
was probably the only one. I actually cut out. I didn't watch the last season of Dexter. I watched like the first few episodes, and then I like my spoiler alerts, so I just went online and saw how the season finale was. I was like, oh, or the series finale. I was like, that's cool.
Dexter falls in the same category as you, Julie, where I can't watch. I'm squeamish about certain things.
Yeah.
So I can't watch a lot of, like, really, like, violent, like I'll watch, like, war movies or, like, violent sci-fi because it's fake, but, like realistic violence really, like, ugh. I have a hard time with it, so.
I'm cool with it.
Dexter's one that a lot of people recommend to me, too, but I can't.
I
haven't
good.
Brought myself around to starting it.
I know my man, Commander William Adama, was on there for a season.
Nice.
Edward James Olmos, man.
Oh, yeah.
EJO.
That was his Battlestar Galactica name, or
yeah,
what?
Yeah. Husker. We call him Husker.
Oh, God.
We actually had his nephew on the Halloween episode.
Yeah, you told me that.
Yeah, he works as a monster for... Knott's Berry Farms. Has worked a bunch. So if you go back and listen to the Halloween episode, he's on there. Julie, now I know you're not listening.
I've listened to a few like
I'm
here
totally
and there.
Kidding. I'm totally kidding.
But he's not.
I know you're going to listen to this one for sure. Did you guys have any new music? Did you guys discover new music this year? Was there anything good?
I'm a huge YouTuber, so I found someone that was a YouTuber that kind of, he made his first album, I think, this year.
Let's talk about it.
George Watsky.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys heard of him?
No.
I'm musically challenged, so.
I'll say.
He's a little white boy from San Fran, but he's a rapper, and he started out doing spoken word and poetry and that kind of thing. He's won, like, a bunch of awards for, you know, poetry slams and competitions. Mm-hmm. And he's known, he was like known on YouTube as, I think, White Kid or Pale Kid Raps Fast. And he's just, he's really intelligent, lyrical genius. His music is super catchy. Like, I was actually just listening to his album on the way over here.
I'm going to check it out because I'll bet you I can find it on Google Music. So I'm going to, George, mm-hmm. W-A-T-S-K-I?
Yeah. Well, S-K-Y.
And, ooh, yeah. Sky.
And his, the album's called Cardboard Castles.
Cardboard Castles. That's cool. See, that's why I like people coming in and bringing new stuff. I'm rattling my wife's knickknacks. Yeah. That is not as dirty as it sounds, you guys. This year for music, what I did was, I actually subscribed to Google Music. Mm-hmm. And, Google Music is, you pay $8 and then you can just stream music unlimited. You can search. It's like Pandora with no commercials, which is why I like it. But you can have queues and you can save stuff to your phone. You just don't own it if you ever, it's tied to your Google account. So you'll always have it. But if you ever unsubscribe, you know, that music's gone. It's one of those deals.
So it's like Spotify.
Kind of, yeah. And so I really discovered a ton of music listening to Pat Francis's show called Rock Solid, which if you're not listening to, I've recommended it. And it's on our link to our page. But Pat does a thing where now he used to co-host with a guy named Gary Listu, but it's a really great podcast. And he has a co-host and they have a different topic every week. Mm-hmm. And it'll be sibling rivalry. And it'll be like bands where brothers or something were in the same band and they broke off. They'll just do different topics. And I've discovered a ton of great bands. And I had a list and I lost it. So there's one band in particular I wanted to recommend because they're super poppy and super catchy. And I will never find it now. But I just want you guys to know that it's to go to Rock Solid. And I got to find that album. I'll look for it real quick. Did you guys hate a movie this year? Was there a movie you saw that was particularly terrible?
We rewatched Transformers, third one, and I can't stand the girl that replaced Megan Fox.
Well, first of all, I can't stand Megan Fox, and then second of all, but what was the name of that? What was that girl's name? The Australian girl?
Yeah,
dude, was she a Victoria's Secret angel or something?
Was she?
Or a model who shouldn't be acting? Or
a something? Model who shouldn't be modeling. Her face—it's like she has permanent duck face. It's so disgusting. Anytime she opened her mouth, I was like, oh my God, that's such a cool fight scene. And then she says something, I'm like, God, I hate her. Like,
Michael Bay, you know what? I think Michael Bay, I'll give him a pass for The Rock. I'll give you part of Armageddon.
I liked Armageddon.
I'll give you part of it. I mean, I'll give you.
I don't want to close my eyes.
There's just a lot of. Michael Bay falls under that. He gets into that. There's a certain type of writing. And there's a lot of machismo that I hate because it's, James Cameron does this too, where he gets into, what kills me about Armageddon is that where they, and James Cameron does it too, is where the group of guys, they give themselves like a nickname. I forgot what they call themselves because they work on the oil rig. We're something or other. And it's like, oh, it's just so jockey. It's just such a jock. Like, I just get like all, ugh. Mm-hmm. And so that just gives me the, like, but I do like Owen Wilson and I'll give you that. And Steve Buscemi's great in Armageddon too. Armageddon's not bad. It's just, you know, it's just so overwrought. Everything with Michael Bay is just so like,
In your face,
and then it's like, got it. Everything has to be in slow motion.
Just gonna say that's one thing that we noticed too, rewatching it. That every 2 seconds, it's like fast, fast, slow.
Yeah. And it's the same. Whoever does the music for Pirates of the Caribbean I'm just saying, it's the same music every movie. Before he was doing that, he was doing every Michael Bay movie, and it's the exact same score. Like, it's just, we're going to do the same thing. We're just going to like. There's people, guys, that get away with it. Like John Williams can do that and pull it off. Mm-hmm. But the Michael Bay, I don't know who it is, but God, I hate it.
Tell us how you really feel.
Did Michael Bay make a movie this year?
I don't think so.
No, he didn't.
I could look up on my fake website.
Internet booby database. God, why isn't that a website? If it is, I'm going to mail that to myself so I get to Please, somebody invent the internet booby database. Oh my God, that has to be a thing, right? Because who would be on that thing? Who's always Scarlett Johansson? Obviously, okay.
It's like, do we really want to go down?
Did Scarlett Johansson make any movies this year? Oh, she was in. She wasn't.
She wasn't.
She's going to be in Captain America.
Yeah, she's going to be
excited. Which looks awesome.
I'm so excited.
Which looks amazing.
So excited. I'm such a Bucky Barnes fangirl that I'm really excited.
Do you read comics, Julie?
Like, I can't call myself a hardcore comic fan. I'm like a casual, but when I latch onto a character, like, I will follow their timeline or their storyline.
Yeah,
whoever comes into it, I learn about them. But, like, I'm not super, like.
Don't read a lot. Do you, who is your favorite superhero?
Michael Bay did The Purge. Sorry.
I think he produced it.
Yeah, and he produced Pain and Gain.
I heard that was a good movie.
It was not. It was oddly paced. That's what it was. Michael Bay did that. It wasn't.
It was good.
Mark Wahlberg as an actor. I think he's. I have no problem with him. But it's weird. The pacing was just weird. It didn't know what to be. It didn't know if it was going to be a comedy or a drama. And it's just got a really weird tempo when you watch it. It's really weird. But I was going to ask you who your favorite was, because pick this up. We were just talking about Arrow.
I've been wanting to get around to that.
Oh, okay. I have the dog one.
Yeah.
I haven't read it yet. No.
There isn't. But the art on this is awesome. And all the covers are really good. It's very, it's called Hawkeye. And it's, Matt Fraction is writing it. And David Aja is drawing it most of the time. It's all about what Hawkeye does when he's not being an Avenger. And it's one of those things where, like we talked about with Arrow, where it's a potentially really boring character because you're like, bow and arrow, who cares?
Yeah.
But it's done in the right way, and you can check that out. But if you haven't read Hawkeye yet, and you kind of want to jump into superhero comics, but you're not sure where to start there, because he's basically a normal guy who has, like, who's on the fringes
super
of,
stealth.
Who hangs out with superheroes, but he's got a really crappy life outside of it. And it's really good. And the art is good. And it's very funny.
Yeah.
But the episode you're talking about is issue. It's called Pizza Dog. And it's
so weird that, like, cause a lot of the people that I follow on Tumblr are huge fans of Matt Fraction and the whole Hawkeye series that he's doing. And so, like, I'm looking through this. I'm like, there are so many panels that I've seen already.
But it's worth picking up. It's awesome. But there's it's in part two, and there's you see the whole chain of events through the eyes of the dog. So everything it's an episode, one you've already read, I think it's issue 10 or something. And then they replay the whole thing from the point of view of the dog, and it's amazing. It's really, really done. It's really, really well done. Please go see Pacific Rim.
it didn't do so well in the box office.
This conversation.
It didn't do well here. It did great overseas, and so they're going to do a sequel.
Okay.
They're going to do a sequel, so. And your boy Charlie's in it.
Love Charlie. Watching some It's Always Sunny last night.
Was it good? I've heard it's not that good anymore.
It's how every season gets. You're going to have episodes that are really, really good, and you're going to have episodes that you're like, meh, could have lived without. You know what I mean? There are some that are really, really funny.
You know what show isn't like that?
What?
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who cares.
I'm going to kill you.
I was going to say, you know that's not true.
Yeah, I know. It's some terrible episodes. And when that show is bad, it's so terrible.
It's
the worst.
There are episodes that I don't even speak. Like,
those never happen.
Like, which one? Give me an example of a bad Doctor Who.
The one where at the end they all form into a blob. Do you remember that one? Where
and you like want me to watch this show?
Person. I'm talking about like a terrible episode.
Oh, you know why that's so bad? You're talking about the one where the girlfriend, right? Where they meet because they're all part of like a Doctor Who support group.
Yes, that one.
That creature was suggested by a contest.
Oh.
And some like 11-year-old kid.
Oh, yeah. Like, I forgot about that.
Like, he submitted that creature, and that's what it ended up being. Like,
yeah,
that's
and then she melts into the pavement, and
yeah, it was really weird. That is a terrible episode.
It's really bad. That one and the Agatha Christie one.
I want to take a picture of Jessica's face right now. Just the disapproving look. Agatha Christie one. You're hoping for such good things, and that ended up being terrible, too.
Giant wasps. Why?
Why? I get it. Oh, I know. It's bad. Did one thing that I really got into this year that, and let's talk about it a little bit. Do you watch Sons of Anarchy?
No.
Okay, Julian, can read your comic book. Julian,
I've only watched the first two seasons, and then I just got distracted.
But yeah, my wife and I did. It was one of those things where we kept hearing about it, and so we're like, we'll watch it. And part of it was my friend Phil was on. He was on a few episodes back.
Philly loves.
So he's like, he recommended it, and I said, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot, and I watched it. And I really enjoyed it. But like I said, it's good, bad television. It's really, it's not. And this last season, I was really disappointed. Because all the episodes were like 90 minutes long, and it took forever to get where it was going.
Oh, I see.
Ugh. But stick with it.
I will. I mean, I've had so many distractions. I mean, like, Breaking Bad happened, and then Arrow happened in my life.
Let's talk about it. That's one thing I jumped on board this year. Billy Famine, thanks, from the comic book store. He kept bugging me to go into Arrow. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't like superheroes, like I said, my in-laws
really
watch
accessible.
It. You don't need to watch it. It takes a... They're very true to the characters, which is awesome. The characters stay consistent. The acting isn't always great. The guy who plays Count Vertigo is like the worst I've ever seen in anything ever.
He's very like old school villain. Yeah. You know, like from like someone that you would find in Gotham City, like, you know, in the weird costumes. Like he needs the really cheesy Riddler costume.
Yeah, exactly. He's straight out of like a comic book. And so he's straight out of like a 60s Batman show.
Yep, exactly.
And the rest of the show is so grounded in reality that you don't even know that some of these guys are like have powers anyway. Like, right. Because I heard they introduced Barry Allen, right?
They did.
Yeah. But he wasn't the Flash yet, right? Yeah. I've heard, well, he's going to get his own show and they're going to try to put him in. They're going to try to put him in the Justice League movie, which is the reason they don't want to do it yet. But they're thinking he's going to get spun off into his own show.
See, these are things I didn't know, and I'm really excited now. I don't know if you can tell from, I'm like...
You need to listen to Undercity Chaos. My friend Matt is going to love it. Go to Undercity Chaos. But Undercity Chaos is a podcast I co-host, and it's all comic book related.
Nice.
And so those guys are deep into it, so they come up with like different news all the time. How does it look, Jessica?
It looks good.
Jessica's looking at it. Jessica, look at the back. There he is. Look at him looking all studly.
Such a good looking cast.
You know what? I will tell you what, though. God, it is, isn't it? They're like models on that show. Even the nerdy girl.
Oh, Felicity?
The nerdy girl is so gorgeous.
Felicity.
You're like, that's
a little too exciting.
No, when you see her, you'll be like.
She's adorable.
She's adorable and she's beautiful. But God, the love interest. What's her name?
What is her?
You know who we don't like? We don't like my wife and I hate Black Canary when she's not Black Canary.
Yes.
She's got duck face.
She does, yes.
You said.
What is up with duck face?
You said somebody at Target had RBF. What is that?
RBF is resting bitch face.
I couldn't figure out what the R was.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Resting bitch face. It's an epidemic and it's. Sweet.
There are many people out there like that. They're just like, their faces are so meh. You're just like, are you
they just look like
angry?
Exactly. And on my status, what happened was like, she was the cashier. She was taking a really long time. And I was like, you know, it's really unfortunate that her face looks like that. She just looks like she's angry. And when I finally like got up to put my, to buy my stuff, she actually was a huge bitch. So
was
I was like,
she?
Oh, okay. Well, that's appropriate.
So it wasn't resting bitch face.
She was just a huge bitch.
My wife is here, everybody.
Welcome, wife.
There she is. Making another appearance. Making her third appearance. Or is that fourth? Oh, she's... oh, what? You're the director now? No, that's producer. RBF. What a great term. Because I know bitch face. Like, when I think bitch face, who's the first person you think of on TV?
On TV?
Who has the most severe form of bitch face?
Kim Kardashian.
No. Sandra Oh.
She
kind of does, a little bit, yeah.
Grey's Anatomy.
A little bit?
Yeah. She just always, I can't really say it's bitch face. She looks bored a lot.
Yeah,
Is that the Grey's Anatomy girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
She looks like if she smiled, her face would just shatter into a million pieces.
What? <Yeah.
laughs> Resting
true.
Bitch.
Very
so,
well put.
What made this girl at Target such a bitch? Like, was she just, was it just...
Like, okay, she, first of all, she didn't know how to reload the receipt paper, and she was, like, yelling across, like, three booths or three
aisles,
cashiers.
Yeah.
To
seems people, like basic logic.
Hey, how do I... Does it go in the right way, or am I... And then the girl's like, I think so. She's like, you don't even know. And like, I was like,
whoa.
You don't even know.
Right?
You're asking her.
Wow.
And then when I, so that woman just hates life.
Yes.
Yeah. And like she, like, I finally went up and then how she greeted me was, hey.
Oh.
No way.
Not, hi, how are you doing? I'm
gonna,
she's smacking gum in her mouth.
I'm going to guess which Target this is. Was it on Kalima Road?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay. Because I've gone into that one a couple of times, and mm-hmm. that one's always like
kind of. Yeah, I was surprised. Usually, the one I went that I went to was.
You're like, I go to an upscale. I go to an upscale Target.
No, right, which all one? Asian kids.
Are you Asian? Is that true?
only part, you know.
Only part. Kang the Conqueror. Jessica? What was you? Did you? Do you guys read picking? Are there any books that you guys picked up this year?
Yeah,
that
I have one on my list.
Go.
Ready Player One by Ernest Cline.
This is on my, people keep telling me to read this. Mm-hmm. It's, give us the little backstory.
I wrote it down because I wasn't, it's the year 2045. So future, but not that distant future. And the main character is named Wade Watts. And they live in a world where there's this computer program called Oasis, and it's a virtual paradise. You can do anything there. And the creator of the Oasis was called James Halliday, and he made these different secret Easter eggs that you can find. And if you find all of them, unlock all the gates, you are then awarded with a huge sum of money, as well as being in control of Oasis. So you can dictate everything that happens there from then out. There's a bunch of people like Wade Watts that just their whole life's goal is to find the Easter egg so that they can become the, you know, the master of this realm kind of thing. But their problem is that there are these people called the Sixers, and they work for the IOI internet service provider who want control for their own gains. And it's not good things. You know, it's like a giant corporation.
Yeah, yeah.
Trying to take control of something.
Damn it.
Like right? This huge always virtual world.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just, it's filled with nerd references from like the 80s, like yeah. arcade games. All of the challenges that they do are super nerdy. Like it's like one of the challenges is that he has to win a really classic arcade game. I forget which one it was. And then there's one that
Galaxian.
I was like Pac-Man.
Maybe. Galaxian. I don't know.
Had to be Galaxian. Defender.
Tron.
I don't remember. There are Tron references. There's like every kind of nerd reference you can think of is in it. You know? And
I'm going to check it out. You know, and so many people have recommended this book to me. I just have not.
It's so good.
I have not read it.
It's one of my favorite books.
That's cool. You know what?
Audiobook it. Will Wheaton is the narrator for.
I just don't have
the audiobook.
You've been. You know what, JP? I'm like, you have not had a lot of time for leisure reading.
I haven't, and that's the problem. I haven't even gotten caught up on any Walking Dead or anything like that because it's been forever. I'm telling you, I'm boring, and this whole podcast is just validating how when I'm in school, I am so boring.
Julie just said the same thing. She's like, I have had no social life for so long.
Yeah, I just stay home and Netflix.
Like, I
there's nothing wrong with that.
I do nothing. I'm old now.
As you're like crinkling tape and like rewrapping my
yes,
comic book.
I am.
You know I use that to close that so that it's sealed, right?
I'm closing it for you.
Thank you.
I'm just kidding.
I'm definitely gonna check that out, Julie, mm-hmm. because now that I follow you on the Facebook, and so I know you are like so. I like that you embrace your nerdiness. There's pictures of you with a Captain America shield. There's
it's
pictures
really
of
a
you.
Picture of me.
I know, but there's pictures of you. You'll take pictures in like a movie theater lobby with like a cardboard cutout that you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Like it's like you embrace it. Like mm-hmm. I love that. I love the unadvised because I'm kind of that way. But now I do it vicariously through my daughter. Where I'm like, go stand next to that and I'll take your picture. Oh, you want me in the picture too? But yeah, I do that.
Yeah. No shame at all. It took some years for me to finally embrace it like I do now, but
you know, I think especially for girls, like, you know, my wife will be a testament to this. When we were in school, like there were no girls that were nerds that were just like overt about it.
I was like that you knew of because I was one and I just wasn't overt.
Yeah,
about
there
it.
Were there were overt about it. It was just like that was like guy. I mean, there weren't guys that were like it's okay for guys to be nerdy now and it's kind of cool and the like mm-hmm. the girls like I'm like oh he's so nerdy and it's nerdy is cool now. But mm-hmm. back when like you still got your ass beat like
yeah.
you still read comic books no. As I go home and like I wonder what happened in G.I. Joe. You know, but yeah, you just didn't tell people that. You just didn't mm-hmm. you didn't, you know. But I mean, dude, it was obvious. I mean, look at that kid's haircut. You know he likes Star Wars. Actually, Star Wars is the one thing that's funny is that Star Wars kind of transcends all of that. Like, I know jocks who are into Star Wars, and it's perfectly okay to be a jock, be a man's man, and be into Star Wars. Like, that's totally cool. But, you know, the minute you say Battlestar Galactica, or you're some kind of nerd that must be shunned, or, you know, they bring out the torches and they send you to the edge of the...
Because Don Draper would never like Battlestar Galactica. He'd love Star Wars.
There was no Mad Men this year.
I know.
I was bummed. Do you watch Mad Men, Julie?
Mm-hmm. That's another one. I couldn't really get into it. I watched part... It was like there was a marathon on TV one time, and I watched... I tried really hard to watch, and I couldn't get into it.
Yeah, it's okay. You know what? You're not going to like everything.
It's not really my thing.
You're not really going to... You know, I'm into it because I just like that time period, and I like the whole idea that...
Yeah, all the costumes are really good,
yeah,
too.
Like, I'm fascinated by, like, the design and all that, so I'll just sit there, and it's like eye candy. But, Julie, let's get into... Do you guys have anything else you want to recommend that's new this year that you guys have... That you guys have embraced in this in 2013?
I wouldn't say anything new.
I'm gonna throw something out this week that I just picked up, and it's another comic. I know I keep beating this, but
I just saw something.
It's called Five Ghosts, and I'm holding it up for you.
Heard of that.
Okay, what it is? It's about a. It takes place in like the 30s. It's kind of like an Indiana Jones. He's like a treasure hunter thief.
Like.
He comes in contact with this thing called the Dreamstone, and what the Dreamstone does is imbues him with five ghosts.
Is that like a Sherlock Holmesy kind of ghost?
They never is what it is. They never mention who they are, but people have guessed that it's supposed to be a detective, like Sherlock Holmes, a wizard, Merlin, an archer, Robin Hood.
Yeah.
A vampire, so Dracula, and then a swordsman, and it's a famous Japanese swordsman whose name escapes me. So at
Keanu Reeves.
So what happens is at different points in the adventures, you will see him...
As these different characters.
Or, well, the thing is, he has the power to use magic and turn into a vampire, but most of the time, you'll just see him, there's one in the panel right here. So he's, for example, in this panel, he's looking for a way out. So you see the ghost of Sherlock Holmes there, and then he realizes over here there's like a panel. There's like a
so his
secret
different
hat.
Ghosts help him solve.
Yes,
so
they're more like his companions.
But there's also like stuff that's going on. There's people that are after him because of the thing. But it's done in a really pulpy, cool style. And
yeah, the artwork's
like,
really gorgeous.
Yeah, there's really like there's like giant spiders, and he's fighting like look at that. Look at that
that's
crazy.
Cool.
And it was really only supposed to be a 5-issue series, and they've they're now doing 7 of them. Mm-hmm. So you guys can check that out. But it's called Five Ghosts. Check it out. And the author is actually, I think it's Barbary is his name, or Barbieri. Mm-hmm. And he's an English teacher. So he,
spiders.
And the art is, yeah. There's some,
I'm terrified of spiders.
There's some really gross spiders in that first one. But
I don't mind them.
It's done by Image. So Image Comics, the whole thing about them is that all of the characters are, creator owned, so they get to keep the characters and everything. So and they're really well priced. Like that trade for Marvel or DC would probably be like $20. For Image, it was $10. So
okay,
it's
nice.
Worth checking out. And they just came out with issues 6 and 7, and those are here. And then also another one you want to check out is Matt Kint is writing a book called Mind Management. I got the first issue for $1. It's up to like issue 16 or 17. It's a limited. I think it's only going to go 24 issues. But it's this whole thing. It's like basically a spy story, and it's about this secret underground organization that erases people's minds and manipulates things. So it's really, really cool, and the art is really cool. It looks like your friend who can draw, but then he's totally high and just decides to write a comic book. That's exactly what
it's
drawn like.
That is funny.
But check that out too. So those are two things I would recommend this year that came out this year that are really, really cool and worth checking out.
Mm-hmm.
A book I want to recommend, and I'm going to beat this comic horse to death. Sean Howe wrote a book called The Marvel to Comics, The Untold Story, and it tells the story of Marvel Comics went from way back to the 40s all the way up to modern times, and all the political stuff, all the backbiting, the reason the company had to go bankrupt and all that stuff. Check it out. It's worth Sean Howe. I got it for $8 on Amazon, but I am going to read Ready Player One.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is going to be awesome. All right, yeah. Julie. So your recommendations for you personally, I ask you to recommend a movie or a TV show.
Yes.
What do you got for us?
TV show Arrow.
Yes.
For sure.
Start watching it.
I'm so glad my friend recommended, like a couple of friends recommended it to me. And then they were talking about it so much. And I was like, fine. Because I had watched the first episode when it premiered. And for some reason, I couldn't bring myself to watch it regularly. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's, you know. But then that happens a lot with a lot of first episodes of anything, you know.
It's kind
of
whatever, and then you...
Yeah, it's all exposition, and you're like, I don't really care. But then they're like, no, it gets really good. Yeah. And it has gotten really
good. And
it
doesn't take long to get there. Mm-hmm. Right away, it starts getting...
Yeah.
And it's on Channel 5, right?
Yes. The CW.
I think that's a big reason why I was kind of... I didn't really want to, because the CW is...
When I tell people about it, the first thing they say is, oh, is it like One Tree Hill, or is it like...
Exactly, or like Gossip Girl.
I've said it before, the 75% that isn't a... mandated teen drama is awesome. There is a little bit of that, but you can...
I love Vampire Diaries, though.
So there you go.
Yes.
You're ready for...
I've never seen One Tree Hill, these Gossip Girl things, never seen
You're
either.
Ready for Arrow. Mm-hmm. You'll like it. You'll dig it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because Nicole loves it. She's not really into superheroes. Like I said, her parents watch it, and they didn't even know that it was anything. Like, these are superhero characters. Mm-hmm. They're done in a realistic...
Okay, see, I thought it was more of a Robin Hood kind of thing, that's why I was kind of like, eh, that's boring.
It is, but it isn't, because he's part of the Justice League. He's the Hawkeye of the DC world.
Okay, see, I didn't know it was a whole league and stuff.
Yeah, well, there's parts, there's, like, villains from Batman in there. They bring in some DC characters in there, so it's pretty cool.
A surprising amount of characters, actually, like Deadshot.
Yeah.
Threw him in, you know.
The Huntress. Yeah, the Huntress. And there's all kinds of cool characters in there. Mm-hmm. And what's the one, not Deadshot, the one that Deadpool's a ripoff? Deathstroke.
Yeah.
Deathstroke is in it. There's all kinds of, like, characters in it. And then even minor characters where you're like, that guy's in this, you know, like... Oh, that's a guy from, like, that's, you know. But then, like, there's so many villains in there. I feel like, how can Batman not know what's going on or have visited this city yet? You know what I mean?
Slacking off somewhere.
Like, you know, it's like they're like, all the Batman.
So much is going down.
All the Batman villains turn up in it. Okay, well, how about for a book or a... you're going to do Ready Player One?
Is Ready Player One for sure.
And then is that your music? Did we shoot all your recommendations already?
Yeah, I think the only one that I didn't get to talk about recommending is... podcast called Welcome to Night Vale.
That's on go ahead. Yeah. I heard about this.
Have you heard of Welcome to Night Vale? It's amazing. It's a news show about this place called Night Vale. We don't really know what it is or where it is. I assume in the middle of the desert somewhere, like Arizona sort of.
You're gonna dig it.
It's really weird. It's kind of like a Stephen King sci-fi weird combination of things that happens here. Like, there are mysterious shadow people. They'll say things like...
I like ghosty stuff.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's really pushing the medium of a podcast, because it's actually making it like a show. It's actually like a radio show that you would listen to.
I was going
to
say, it doesn't sound like a podcast.
And apparently it's going to be a show. Like, they're going to do it in animated form. According to the Onion AV Club... Mm-hmm. I'll try to find the article for you, but they're gonna do it in some form as a, like, to get it out to the major public.
That's fantastic news to me, because, like, the writing is so good, it's so detailed, and it's so out there and weird.
So is it
different?
Are you just hearing, like, newscasts?
Yeah, it's just one guy. He's just saying, like, in today's news, for community news today, there was a missile that appeared in the school gymnasium at the high school. Like, he just tells you the news, and then one really great thing about the show is that when he says, and now the weather, instead of actually saying the weather, it's music. And it's the most random, amazing music that these people choose. Like, they choose the most amazing music ever, and it's so good.
I really want to get into it, because I'm glad you recommended it to me, even though I do not truck with you recommending another podcast. Just kidding.
It's so different from this one.
No, that's what's great about podcasting, is you can pick and choose whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And if you want to hear people ramble on for 2 hours about how awesome Arrow and Doctor Who are or aren't, you can do that.
Not a Doctor Who fan.
It's okay. Not everybody is awesome.
This is true.
Awesome.
Amazing. Fantastic.
Stop it with those.
Do you have any, Julie, is there anything else you want to, oh, I always ask for like a gadget or an app. Do you have an app that you like to use? Or?
There's one, there's a game that I got really into
Let's
right
talk
now.
Talk about it.
Called Quiz Up.
What is that?
It's a trivia game. Yeah. It's a
trivia
game.
Trivia's fun.
And you can pick like a bunch of different topics. Like I'm getting up in levels on the Harry Potter topic right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I got smashed in Star Wars because I'm not really familiar with like all the other extended universes have, and they throw it all into the trivia, and I was like, I don't know any of these things.
Yeah.
You know,
I only know the movies. I'm the same way.
Yeah,
I only know the movies. But is it an app on?
It's on the iPhone.
Oh, I'm a Droid guy.
It might be on Droid.
I'll check it out. What about, and then I always, just whatever you want to recommend, anything, throw it out there.
Just because I was watching a bunch of them yesterday, I'm a huge YouTuber, like, I love watching YouTube, like, it's where I get my news and things like that. I got all my news from, or not all of it, a lot of my news from, like, the Young Turks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to be more serious on the news, but, SourceFed, there's a channel called SourceFed, and they do news, but in a really fun way.
Yeah.
And they report really crazy stories, really random stories. It's a offshoot of from Philip DeFranco. He's a big like YouTube mogul, you can call it. He has a bunch of channels too, but he does news shows as well. But I get a lot of my news from
SourceFed.
Yeah, from SourceFed. And there's also the Vlog Brothers. If you want to get more into the educational part of YouTube, because mm-hmm. they have channels called Mental Floss, SciShow, Crash Course.
I love Mental Floss. I'm actually
Brain Scoop.
I'm going to be really nerdy. I subscribe to Mental Floss via my Kindle. So every month, boop, I open my Kindle and it's just waiting there for me. Mm-hmm. I love it.
That's pretty cool.
I love Mental Floss. It's a great, because I love magazines like that are like little digests where you mm-hmm. can just like pick and choose and like, oh, look at this little article. And you are a major YouTuber because mm-hmm. I don't use YouTube the way you use. I use YouTube like, oh, did you see so-and-so was on, you know, like, oh, look at this clip of Mystery Science Theater. I've got to share this with my friends. But I like that you're actually using it as a, you know, like you're programming. You're finding the programming that's
I watch more TV on my computer than I do on TV.
Have you embraced using like a Roku box or anything like any other way to like digest your, like, to get the meat? Because now, like, we have the Xbox One and the YouTube's right in there and it's integrated. And so it would mm-hmm. be easier to find. So I think for me, because I'm older, sitting in front of a computer for that long, I get like, I gotta go, I gotta have it on the TV.
Oh, I see.
But I know people your age are just like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna watch it on, I watched that on YouTube. What?
Yeah.
You watched all of Lord of the Rings? Like,
I'm like you, I need to watch it on TV too.
I don't mind it.
Which, oh, by the way, here you go. Here's one of my recommendations for 2013. Get yourself a Google Chromecast, which came out this year, $35. You plug it in your HDMI port. Anything you watch on Google Chrome, you can shoot to your TV instantly. And it works super cool. It plugs right into your HDMI port. So
I have a Chromebook.
Yeah, yeah. You do it. All you have to do is shoot it. You plug it into your HDMI port, and you just click broadcast this, and it shoots it right to the TV.
Oh, sweet.
So there's a couple podcasts I like that are video podcasts, and mm-hmm. so I'm like, oh, sweet. I don't have to sit at the kitchen table.
I'll have to check it out.
Chromecast, $35. We can do a demo for you.
Nice.
All right. We did a long show today, you guys. So we may break this up into two parts. You'll know. We won't know till we put this out tomorrow. But so, Jessica, you might not be on for 2 weeks.
That's fine. I got nerded out anyway, dude. I was sitting here like, what? I'm sorry. We're going to talk Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, do you feel like you got pushed out? Do you feel like we didn't give you enough time?
No, I'm cool. I was listening to you guys. And I was reading this comic. I'm like, what?
Which one were you reading?
I was looking more in depth on this one.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
I was like, he has a tail. What's happening?
Oh, you know what? It's interesting when he gets caught up, how he gets caught with a tail.
I saw that.
And did you see what he was? Yeah. Anyway, well, that's Vertigo, so it's rated R. So you can the Vertigo titles are DC's rated R. But God, I'm glad you came, Jessica. It doesn't matter that you didn't get nerded out. You mean nerded out like you were nerded out, or you got pushed out, pushed to the edges?
No, like nerded out. Like I was just like, man, I'm not nerdy.
Yes.
From both of you, just some of the things you were talking about.
Listen,
but
you're a nerd in a different kind of way, where you walk up and you can quote South Park ad nauseum.
Yeah, that's fun.
And you can quote Saturday Night Live sketches. And you can quote Parks and Rec.
See, I'm a TV person.
You're a nerd.
Yeah.
But in a different way.
I'm a TV nerd.
Oh, real quick before we go, Julie, you made a quote on your Facebook page where you said that all the energy they're putting into keeping Family Guy on the air, they should just use to bring Futurama back.
Yeah, they should.
I thought Futurama had, like, some ridiculous deal that they would keep going for, like, 20-some-odd seasons.
No, they're done. They canceled it again.
Yeah.
No
again.
Way. Yeah, because yeah. That was the last time they tried to cancel it, that they signed some ridiculous contract.
No, they brought them back, but they that was really loud. I don't know why I said that. They brought them back, but they're gone again.
Yeah.
And I was never a huge Family Guy guy.
I was up until, like, the past, I don't know, two-three. It's really bad now.
It's repetitive.
Well, you know what? It's that...
It's not funny.
Well, you know what it is, too? After they came back, after they got canceled and came back, I felt like they relied too much on the flashback joke.
Yes, so yeah. That's in every episode.
Which, if you watch 30 Rock... 30, they do the same 30, thing. But 30 Rock knows how to do a flashback joke. Like no, like
30 Rock was amazing.
So good. That's a show I'm going to be so... I'm so sad it's gone. There's nothing that has really filled...
You can rewatch them, though. I started rewatching some on Netflix.
They're all on Netflix.
There's nothing that has filled that place. Like that type of just... You know what? Brooklyn Nine-Nine is kind of like that. It's kind of like just a really silly... I would recommend that if you haven't started watching it for your TV show.
I wanted to watch it.
It's a really just silly, goofy little TV show. And like they don't make comedies like that anymore that are just silly.
Let's have some comedy.
Maria Bamford. Yeah.
Comedy.
I like comedy. But the 30 Rock, I'm going to miss that show. And one thing I'll recommend, if you haven't started watching it, you can probably wait now. I'm catching up with it on Hulu. Sleepy Hollow. I thought it was going to be terrible.
That was so good. It's so good.
Really good.
Hmm. It's real eerie and creepy. It's like darker than you would think.
Yeah, it's all so about. And the first, there's one thing that happens in the pilot that's kind of lame where like the headless horseman's running around with like machine guns.
Yes, that was pretty lame.
But the rest of it is so creepy and so well done.
It gets after that, it was like their intro. And then after that, it's just like dark. It's so good.
And it's really creepy.
Definitely
and
have to check out.
Yeah, I don't want to give any spoilers away because the story is much bigger
than...
Leave
that to me, okay?
Yeah, the story is much bigger than you think it's going to be. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
You know what? Screw you. I embrace my nerdiness, okay?
Bad about it, fool. I was just saying.
You know what?
Whatever.
I'm not the one with a robot tattoo.
Don't talk about Angus that way.
Your robot's name is Angus?
Yes, he has been named.
Why'd you name him Angus?
Me and my friends named him Angus on our way to Santa Barbara. We were just like, we gotta name this.
Show the kids at home.
It's Angus, a great name.
He's plugged in the wall. That's actually a Tim Burton drawing.
That's a terrible robot. It has to be plugged into the wall?
No, he's electrocuted, fool. Look.
Jessica's pointing frantically at her arm. Do you have a bruise on your arm?
I might. I don't know. All beat up.
What happened? Did you run into a door
again? Where?
Up under the wing.
No, right there?
Yeah.
That's part of my tattoo.
What happened?
That's the sky.
What happened? She put ink in her skin.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
do you have
oh,
any
no,
tattoos, Julie?
Die.
I do. I have a few. You can't see any of them.
I don't want to know.
No, not like inappropriate.
Are they
like
super nerdy?
One of them is.
What is it?
It's Mario's face.
She's not going to like it. Or maybe not even understand. It's the Seal of Rassilon.
You wouldn't like it.
I don't speak Spanish.
I'll seal your Rassilon after this is done. What else do you have?
I have a really big piece on my back. I don't know if you can see part of it right here.
Oh, yeah.
It's it's cherry blossoms and a bird cage and a bird right here. And then I have a dandelion puff on my hip.
Wow. See, I have no ink. I'm not hip.
You
like
don't
the
have
kids.
A pen?
So I have a pencil and
oh, God.
A sonic screwdriver.
That's all you need.
That's all you need in life. All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up. So 2013, you were awesome. If you... Only because Pacific Rim was the year in which you were born. Go watch it tonight, right now. Hang up. I want you to hang up. It's the podcast. Hang up this podcast and go watch Pacific Rim. But Julie, thank you so much for coming out.
You're welcome.
It was fun to get to meet you and hang out with you, and you are welcome back anytime. Jessica, I'm sorry you felt nerded out. You felt all weird reading your comic books. But I like having
juice.
But you did the same thing in the zombie episode where you just kind of like, you kind of do that. That's why I thought you would be a good co-host because
I know.
For a short period, you were going to be my co-host.
We'll go over school schedule.
And then.
Because I have Mondays off next semester.
Oh, you think I'm just going to work it around your schedule?
Possibly.
If it's my, we can do it on Mondays. But I like, because you're the voice of, every show needs somebody who's like, nope, that sucks. you do, because otherwise it's just us.
And
like,
you can't be the bad guy.
I can't be like, your ideas are terrible. So, Julie, do you have anywhere where people can follow you publicly? You do have a Twitter, but it's inactive.
I'm not using it right now.
What is it? What is the...
I think I don't even remember what my Twitter handle is. I think it's Pygmy X Puff, like from Harry Potter, Pygmy Puff.
There you go. See?
I've seen Harry Potter. I don't remember what this puff thing is. It's more like HR puffin' stuff?
It's more in the books.
My wife would know it. I thought you were.
She's talking to me.
I thought you were a Harry Potter guy. I don't know why.
No, I saw the Harry Potter.
But you're
movies.
A Twilight person.
Twihard.
Okay, now listen. Oh, no. Everything you said. Yes. See, everything you said, you just negated.
Why? That's not nerdy.
You can never be a true nerd.
I couldn't. Probably not.
It's okay. My wife likes that too.
That's because she's awesome.
No. Me and Julie are gonna go. Cry about that.
Go cry in your Harry Potter books.
I don't read Harry Potter. I'm not a nerd. Isn't it funny how there's levels of nerdness where you're like, I don't watch that. I don't watch stupid stuff about vampires and werewolves.
Man, you're so lame.
Meanwhile, there's a police box traveling through time and space.
Meanwhile, we're crying over Doctor Who.
All right, guys, we will say goodbye then. If we do not, I'm not sure, there may be another show before the end of the year. If not, though, please, folks, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You know, I hope that you guys get everything you want for Christmas and that your families are together and that you have nothing but awesome tidings in the coming year in 2014. Ooh. Oh, my God, I'm going to die soon. And with that happy thought, I will say that this transmission ends now.